Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. We've got 2 great hours of radio for you. And I know I say that sometimes, but I really mean it today. Second hour, we're going to talk with one of the authors of really what I think is one of the most important books, at least for people who read at my level, to come out in a long time. It's called Sexual Identity, The Harmony of Philosophy, Science, and Revelation. John Finley, the one of the authors of the book and the editor of the book, will be here with us second hour. This hour, we tackle the situation faced by Christian families in a world that has kind of become post-Christian. It's kind of letting go of its connection to Christ. How are moms and dads supposed to raise faith-filled kids in this post-Christian world? Of course, your calls are welcome, 888-318-7884. But you better dial soon because this is a very popular topic. And these are two guests this hour who are very much in demand. Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak are our guests. Greg is the founder and executive director of the Pastoral Solutions Institute, which is dedicated to helping Catholics find faith-filled solutions to tough marriage, family, and personal problems. He and Lisa are the authors of a whole stack of books together. Look, if I tried to say all the stuff that Greg and Lisa Popchak have done, we're not going to have a show. So among the books, Parenting Your Kids with Grace and Parenting Your Teens and Tweens with Grace. And if all that ain't enough, they host More to Life mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak, thanks for being here with us.
Great to be here.
Thanks.
I did a little math there because it's 7 a.m. out here. So that is 10 a.m., right? Eastern time for your program? Okay. Whew, I did it.
Good mathing.
thank you very much. Very rarely is that said to me. What?
I'm an affirmer. I'm a professional affirmer. So.
Thank you. Thank
you. Arts and letters people can empathize with you. It's just, it's all about God and writing, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's me anyways. Hey, you got an app we're going to talk about, and you got a free webinar coming up in a week. But I want to start by asking you about this kind of de-Christianizing that we're going through. I mean, the Pew Institute just a few decades ago said 90% of Americans identified as Christian. Now, within a decade or two, will be the minority. Christians will be the minority, or at least that's the idea.
Yeah. So,
don't do something that.
Yeah, it was 90% in the 70s, and now it's down to 64%.
Whoa!
And then within a decade or two, we'll be a minority population in the U.S. And you know, I think that's significant for parenting, you know, because we used to think that, you know, whatever we lack as Catholic families, the culture will sort of make up for, right? You know, if we disciplined our kids and then our kids went and complained to, you know, the neighbors or the teacher or whoever,
you know, whoever it was in town,
there'd be a reality check. Yeah. That's not true anymore. You know, when our kids leave our house, our values are being constantly undermined. And so the question is, you know, how do Catholic families stand up to this culture? How do Catholic families not, you know, isolate themselves? Because I think that there's a tendency to want to try to do that and hide out.
Yeah.
You can't really do that. So how can Catholic families, you know, be in the world but not of it and raise confident Catholic kids who can own their faith into adulthood?
And when people hear Greg say, you know, how do Catholic families, how do Catholic parents stand up to the culture right now, I think the image is we should be like, you know, leading the charge and being very militaristic. But that's not what's actually going to keep our kids, first of all, falling in love with God and their faith in the first place, and then staying with it through their adulthood and raising our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren in the Catholic faith, which I think every Catholic parent really wants, really desires, that faith for their children and for it to be passed down for generations. If your faith matters to you, the people you want to absorb it the most are the children that you love in your life.
The number is 888-318-7884. Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak are our guests this hour. Your calls are welcome. We're talking about that struggle to raise Christian kids in a de-Christianizing society. I have to tell you, though, I do think many parents feel kind of powerless against all of this. I don't think that it's paranoid to think that there's actually many people who are trying to separate kind of put a division between kids and their Christian parents. I don't want to blame a particular institution, but where you are, it could be the, you know, whatever TV network they're watching, whatever they're seeing on the internet, could even be their school. So what do we, how do we not have this powerlessness as parents?
Sure. Well, you know, the good news is that parents have much more influence than they think they do. But there are certain things that we need to do as parents to make sure that we really can access that influence.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is some research that suggests that parents don't have much influence at all. And other research that shows that the parents actually are the most influential. And the difference is how much time parents invest in creating a family relationships.
Ah.
And secondly, the quality of those relationships in the home. So if we allow our families to be completely divided up because we have 30,000 activities every night of the week, we're not going to have any influence on our kids. On the other hand, if you know, you can't isolate yourself, but if you prioritize family life as the most important activity in your week and you make time for these rituals for working and playing and talking and praying together,
right,
and you work on the quality of the relationships, then you actually are able to have quite a bit of influence over your kids. In fact, even more influence than the culture or peers.
Yeah. So it's funny because I think it's almost like, you know, and I suppose there's something to this that might be intentional as well, but there's a sense of making parents feel guilty if the kids aren't, you know, carted around constantly to this or that
yes.
event, sports league, activity, drama club, whatever it is, you really are made to feel guilty.
Well, I couldn't agree more. I mean, we have a 16-year-old still left in the house, and post-COVID era has gotten a billion times worse for all of her friends. Now, our daughter's homeschooled, but involved in a lot of outside activities.
Okay.
Most of her friends are public school kids. And when everybody went back to school, all of the after-school teachers decided they needed to show that their jobs were necessary. And play practice now goes from, you know, 2:30 in the afternoon till 11 o'clock at night.
Oh,
and
come
running
on.
From here to there. Oh, no,
seriously.
I'm not kidding. I know 16-year-olds who get up in the morning, are at school by 7 o'clock, and do not walk back in their own door till 11 o'clock at night. And the parents are sold this, well, if they don't do it, they'll never get into college.
Right.
Because colleges are looking for all these activities and well-roundedness. And so we are made, you're dead on right, to feel guilty for not doing all that. Plus, we want our kids to have friends. Plus, we figure if they're busy, they'll stay out of trouble.
Yep.
And it's just not true. Now, we're not saying keep them at home, lock them away, don't let them do anything. But we do have to help them find that happy, healthy balance and give them a warm, happy relationship with us so they have that connection.
And that's why one of the first things that we try to promote, especially in this new app that we've created, Catholic Home, stands for Households on Mission, it presents a framework that allows families to create that kind of loving, connected, and caring family life that allows us to have the kind of relationship with our kids that makes them want to be faithful.
One of those practices
is prioritizing family relationships first.
CatholicHome.com is where they can find out about that, the app?
Okay, H-O-M. It's,
yeah.
It stands for Households on Mission. So it's CatholicHome.com,
okay.
Or you can go to the Apple or Google Play Store to download the app. It's a free download. There is a subscription side to the app that provides more expert accompaniment.
Uh-huh.
And additional exclusive resources for people to really live this out more fully. But anybody can access the app and start learning how to create this family life that we're talking about today.
And there are a tremendous amount of resources on the free side.
Once again, Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck, our guests. You know them from More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck, mornings on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. If you have questions, 888-318-7884 is the number, 888-318-7884. Before we go to the break, though, I know there are many people who won't be able to call right now. Maybe you're in the car or whatnot, but they're going to want to know about the webinar a week from today. So
yeah.
Ave Maria Radio, I believe, is sponsoring this. And can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, so it's called Raising Confident Catholic Kids. And it is sponsored by Ave Maria Radio. It's free. And if folks go to CatholicHOM.com/webinar, they can sign up for it. Again, it's CatholicHOM.com/webinar. We're going to be presenting this framework that we've developed with the USCCB and the Vatican to
wow.
to help Catholic families really create strong Catholic households that allow
yes.
the strong relationship with their kids that helps their kids own their faith and live their faith out in the world. And so it's if folks would like to learn basically the details of that framework, they can go to CatholicHOM.com/webinar and sign up. It's absolutely free, and it's next Wednesday evening at 7:30 Eastern.
CatholicHOM.com. Check it out. Get the app. And then if you'd like to participate in the webinar, CatholicHOM.com/webinar. It is time for us to take our first break. We got a bunch of folks on the line. I think we got a couple lines open, so you can still get in the queue if you'd like. 888-318-7884.
Hang on. Catholic Answers Live will return in a moment.
Are you a coffee drinker? If so, you can now enjoy a coffee roasted to perfection by the Carmelite Monks of Wyoming. Delicious Mystic Monk coffee is roasted and prepared by monks in a hidden cloistered monastery and is available in over 25 varieties. All Mystic Monk coffees are works of perfection and labors of love. For more information on how to purchase Mystic Monk coffee, visit mysticmonkcoffee.com. That's mysticmonkcoffee.com.
The most original and exclusive Catholic content is on EWTN Radio.
I don't like looking back. I prefer to look forward and keep moving forward. There's plenty to cover. I do a lot of research and try to dig out the bits and pieces of a life or of an agenda that people don't want to talk about.
The World Over with Raymond Arroyo, Thursday night, 8 Eastern, on EWTN Radio and Television.
Welcome back. Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck, our guests this hour. We're talking about building families that build, I don't know if build is the right word, but help form young people, children who can grow into faithful, joyful Catholic adults. If you have a question in that regard, you're welcome to call 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. We do have folks on the line if you'd like to go to calls.
Before we do the calls very quickly, I just wanted to talk just briefly about what this framework is that we have on Catholic Home Group. This isn't something that Lisa and I just sort of dreamed up. This is something that's been developed over the last 3 years. In 2019, before the pandemic, we hosted a symposium at the University of Notre Dame with the OSV Institute, Holy Cross Family Ministries, and the McGrath Institute for Church Life, where we were looking at the question of, you know, what would it take to raise Christian kids in a post-Christian world and to renew Catholic family life? And ever since then, we've been engaging in dialogue with lots of social scientists, theologians, the USCCB, and then finally the Vatican Dicastery for Laity, Family, and Life, where Lisa and I presented the opening keynote at the World Meeting of Families in Rome.
Wow.
The things I'm talking about with you.
Yeah.
And we, you know, through these conversations, we created this framework that allows every household, every Catholic household everywhere, regardless of whether you're an intact family or a single parent family or a divorced family or grandparenting family or whatever you are and wherever you live, to be able to encounter your faith more meaningfully at home and to make the faith the source of the warmth in your home. And it's a really powerful framework that allows families to really create that loving, connected, caring household.
And the cool thing about it is, even with all of that, you know, intellectual weight behind it, it's really simple to do. It's really a user-friendly thing to be able to do. And with the app, we're there every day accompanying people through real-time questions. So if you're just struggling as a parent, whether it's anything from like potty training to, you know, what do I do to explain this part of my faith to my kid or help them have the right answers to their friends, it's there in your pocket. You get an answer right away because people need to know they can turn to the Catholic Church for really practical answers.
Oh, praise God. Thank you for saying that and for doing it, because that's exactly right, that the church can't be just a, the thing place we visit on Sunday. That's not what Christ founded the church for.
And our whole theme is that the Eucharist is the key to your Catholic home, household on mission. The whole mission of this is to bring that Eucharistic grace home and let it change the way we live and love as families. And so all of our pastoral counselors, we have trained parenting coaches. We're accompanying all of the people who have purchased the premium subscription every single day with all their questions and the support they need to really live this out.
Wonderful. By the way, the app, if I just like am on my iPhone or my Android phone, can I just go to the App Store and get the app there? Oh, okay. All right.
Go to the App Store, I guess download, get going.
Yeah, probably everybody else knows how apps work. I'm the guy that had to ask. But
that's all right. Glad you did.
We got folks on the line. We'll start with Jack. Could you actually push line one for me, Jack, in Raleigh, North Carolina, listening on Divine Mercy Radio? Jack, we're glad you're here. Thanks for your call. Go ahead with your question for Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak.
Yeah, thanks for taking the call and thanks for the topic. I definitely have a practical question. So we have three daughters. 6, 5, and 3. We are homeschooling them this year for the 6 and the 5-year-old, and try to get in good routine during the week with homeschooling. However, my question is about Sunday Mass. So I find this is probably more of an issue for me, where of when is the right time to keep them in Mass? I was not raised in a particularly every Sunday going family, and I feel like every time I was just always kind of, if I made the smallest peep, we would go to the cry room. But I want to like instill in our kids, obviously, the reverence for the Mass, and balance that with their age. So when would you say is like the right time to keep them in the pews versus taking them out to the narthex? Mm-hmm. I'm finding I'm taking them out to the narthex more often than not, or they have emergency that aren't emergency bathroom breaks that they have to go on several times.
So they know that's the way.
All right, Jack.
Yeah, exactly.
Jack, because it's a question that we've been answering since the beginning of our ministry, and that every single parent is now sitting in their driveway waiting to hear the answer to. So thank you for asking it for so many people. Now you said 6, 5, and 3. This is beginning of the answer is this, and then we'll back up to when's the wrong and right time. But at 6, 5, and 3, you've got kids who understand language. And so the first step to this is making sure that you are preparing them ahead of time for going to the Mass. So things like getting out either a children's missal or a children's Bible that happens to have Catholic readings in it, mm-hmm. and reading them ahead of time the night before, and then doing little things like you talk about it, you talk about what the stories mean, and then, you know, give each of them like a word for each of the readings to listen for, like a particularly like Bible-y or churchy word that they wouldn't hear every day.
Prodigal. Yeah. When you hear the word prodigal.
You know, and then you just tap mom on the knee and say, my word, like just whispering. You teach them how to whisper. But you give them things to engage in the Mass with so that they're already tuned to listening. It becomes more of a very respectful educational game for them. They're engaged. The more you can keep them engaged in the Mass, the less you're going to have the boredom when they're not hearing it, they're not seeing it. Yeah. Getting closer.
Having a children's missal that you can kind of go through and point at the pictures with them for
you. The Magnificat one is wonderful, and I get nothing for saying that.
Those are some things that you can do to kind of prepare them. You know, if they start fussing in church, what you want to do is sort of set up the expectation that they're going to have a little more freedom in the pew than they will if you have to take them in the back. So
let's define freedom.
Well, yeah. What I mean by that is that they can sit, you know, and next to you.
They can cuddle with mom and dad.
They can do appropriate things, you know, in the pew. But if they fuss and you have to take them out to the back, then you would hold them that whole time. You don't let them run around in the back. You know, you're holding them while they're back there, and you're keeping them in your arms and close to you. And you know, and they're saying, well, you know, I want to get down. It's like, well, honey, if you want to get down, then you have to calm down and we'll take you back into church. You know, and so they start to understand that, you know, if they're taken out, the purpose of being taken out is to calm down so that they can go back.
Not buy more freedom, which is why you're getting the whole, I want to go to the bathroom thing, because they get to run their little legs around for that moment.
Yes, if they honestly have to go, they go. And then you pick them right back up again and say, okay, now we're going to talk about, you know, quietly in the back, what I expect to see from you when we go back and sit down and we can be with mom and dad again.
One other thing that I will suggest, it's not directly related to Mass attendance, is dinner time at home. Giving kids
time to learn to sit still and participate in adult things. So a lot of times what will happen with little kids is we let them sit at the dinner table until they get a little bit fussy, and then we say, oh, get down, you know, good.
Because mom and dad just need a break. So go play, yeah, and we'll just sit and talk. But that's having, not the time, yeah, to do that.
But having them sit at the dinner table and then, you know, maybe have a coloring page or engage in conversation with you or do, you know, little things that keep them at the table for that longer period of time so that they can get practice sitting still and participating in more grown-up type things really sets the stage for learning how to sit still and participate more effectively in grown-up math.
The deadline answer to your question is, when do you remove them? If they are starting to fuss in a way that is distracting people from the mass, then be polite, walk out with them, and use the techniques we're talking about so that they can come back quietly and participate.
But give them a little bit of time to try to settle them down first, yes, you know, and see what you can do in the pew first.
And of course, teaching whisper voices at appropriate times at home lets them know what kind of voice they're supposed to be using in their sacred space.
Jack, thank you so much. Helpful? Was that helpful to you?
That was more than helpful. I really appreciate it, and we'll be going through the readings this Saturday night with them. I really appreciate
Wonderful.
It.
Wonderful.
And Jack, I want to invite you to download the Catholic HOM app, because this is the kind of question we deal with all the time. And if you have any kind of follow-up questions or things don't go like you thought they would, you know, we're there to answer those questions every day and talk you through all this stuff all the time. Check it out.
And come to our webinar on Wednesday. You can ask more questions.
Jack, the webinar, well, no, I've forgotten now. I had it in front of me and now I've forgotten. Okay,
CatholicHOM.com/webinar.
Oh, yeah. It was the /webinar part that threw me. All right, Jack, thank you so much. What a wonderful question. Let's go to Mabel in Texas, listening to EWTN on channel 130, Sirius XM satellite radio. Mabel, we're delighted you're here. Go ahead with your question for Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak. Hey, Mabel. Oh, Mabel's listening to the radio, and in a minute she's going to go, oh, hello, and this will be fun. Here it comes. Hello, Mabel. All right, well, no, she's not there? All right, I guess we'll have to come back to Mabel. The number here, 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. I'm impressed to hear that the Vatican Dicastery, the USCCB, and so many others are involved in this. We really are in a new era, and you just can't. I have to say, I know this because people my age say, I thought I could do the stuff that my parents did. I sent them to Catholic school, and I was shocked when they were teenagers and they had given up on all of it.
That's right. And in fact, the latest research really shows that most kids lose their faith between the ages of 10 and 13 years old. But parents don't realize it until their kids go to college. So they've essentially been raising spiritual zombies for 6 to 7 years,
wow,
before they even know that the faith is dead.
Yeah.
And so what this framework that we've created with our partners does is it helps to create the kind of relationships with your kids where you're having regular conversations,
right,
with them about where they're at in their faith and how you're all encountering God in your family and really praying together, not just saying prayers, but really praying together in a way that helps you understand where your kid's faith is. And when they're having questions and when they're struggling with doubts, we want to be there with our team of pastoral counselors and parenting coaches to be able to help hold your hand through those conversations so you don't get scared and you don't shut down and you don't chase them away. Because the reality is we can't parent like our parents did.
Right.
Because if we do it what our parents did, that was great then, but there was a whole culture that acted as a safety net for anything that they missed.
It's all up to us now. And that's a terrifying thought in one way, but with this new resource, we're creating that safety net so that Catholic families can stand together and support each other in raising faithful kids and being faithful, confident parents.
Well, I think the fact is also that within families, you might say that about, mom and dad make that decision, but the uncles or the cousins or whatnot are not necessarily on board. And you want to maintain those family relationships. But that also is a challenge that even within my own family, this is not supported, what I'm trying to do with my kids.
Well, that's absolutely right. And what the research really shows is we don't have to be afraid of the culture.
We don't have to be afraid of peers. We don't even have to be afraid of those kinds of situations in our extended family that you were just describing, if we're working to create a quality relationship with our kids. Because this, the more our kids can look at our family, it's what it really comes down to. If our kids can look at our family and say, our family is generally speaking more connected, more peaceful, more joyful than my non-Catholic friends' families. Or even if my family's struggling, our Catholic faith is helping my parents face those struggles and overcome them. Then they see the faith as the source of the warmth in the home. But if they don't, that's what leads them away.
Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck are our guests this hour. Your calls are welcome. 888-318-7884. We're talking about raising faithful Catholic kids in a world that is not cooperating. 888-318-7884.
You're listening to Catholic Answers Live.
The recent decision by the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade was a monumental victory for the pro-life movement. But the fight is far from over. With our new booklet, Why We're Pro-Life, we have produced the perfect tool to prepare you to have peaceful and convincing conversations to shed light on the truth about human life from conception to natural death. Catholic Answers is printing millions of copies of this booklet, and we plan simply to give them away. You can help us in two ways. First, by generously supporting this project. 25 cents prints one book. $2,500 prints 10,000, and so on. Second, by helping us distribute the booklet through your parish, your school, or the pro-life ministry you work with. Catholic Answers is going to blanket the country with Why We're Pro-Life, but only if you step up and help us. Thank you so much. For more information, visit whywearepro-life.com.
Have you enrolled in the Catholic Answers School of Apologetics? Let me ask you a more important question. Do you believe as a Catholic that you have an obligation to share the Catholic faith? In fact, the Church has answered this question, and the answer is that all confirmed Catholics are obliged to share the faith. It's actually in canon law. Catholic Answers is here to help you fulfill that obligation. Our School of Apologetics courses will equip you to help all the people you come in contact with understand what the Church teaches and why. A great place to start is with all the Catholics in your life. Learn the art of apologetics from the best of the best and start sharing the gospel today. Visit schoolofapologetics.com. That's schoolofapologetics.com.
Miss a show? Make sure to catch up by downloading the podcast, available online at Catholic.com.
Matt Swaim here. Tomorrow on the Sunrise Morning Show, we'll talk Bible foods with Rita Heikenfeld and dig deeper into salvation history with Dr. John Bergsma. Now back to Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Enjoying our hour with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck talking about raising faithful Catholic kids. Kind of, I think it's fair enough to say, in a post-Christian world, your calls are welcome. 888-318-7884. I don't think I've mentioned it on this program, but Carrie has asked me to mention. We have a new podcast. Dr. Ray Guarendi is our new podcasting personality, and you know Dr. Ray Guarendi, and we're so glad to have this association with him through the very kind permission of Ave Maria Radio. Got two new episodes from Dr. Ray this week. Check it all out at Catholic.com. As a matter of fact, you can check out all our podcasts over there at Catholic.com. Trent's podcast, the Focus podcast that we do here, and new podcasts coming, several more between now and the end of the year. So check it all out at Catholic.com. And don't miss all the new stuff from Dr. Ray Guarendi. 888-318-7884 is the number. 888-318-7884. Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck, our guests. I just want to make sure are we okay with audio now? How's it going? How's it working?
I can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. We passed the test. Let's go to Liz in Charleston, South Carolina, listening on 7:30 a.m. in Charleston. Liz, thank you for your call. Go ahead with your question for Dr. Greg and Lisa.
Hi. I have four young children. They're in public school. And we go to CC, we have them in CCD, but that's just 1 hour plus mass, and I take them to a daily mass once a week. But I'm just feeling kind of lost as far as programs that I can be sure to do with them to help teach them the faith the rest of the week. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Absolutely.
So, I mean, a lot of it depends on the area, but to be there isn't a lot. And that's one of the reasons that we've created this Catholic Home, Catholic HOM resource, because in addition to the the other resources we have monthly downloadables, activities, and games that parents can do with their kids. Because what we found, again, the research really shows that where you send your kids to school or where you what programs you use matter less than how much parents and kids are involved together in exploring the faith at home. And so the whole point of this resource is to be able to give parents like yourself who want to be able to pass their faith on to their kids things to do with their kids at home the other 7 days a week between, you know, from Sunday to Sunday.
And this isn't just for small children, although there's a lot for small children. It's straight on through high school and really beyond, because they're learning how to move into Catholic adulthood. So the resources are there every month. It talks about what's going on with the saints. There's simple things we can do. This is not, you know, you have to like do a particular craft that has mom and dad staying up till 2 o'clock in the morning that the kids aren't interested in. It's very real life based stuff. There are some lovely Catholic supplements out there, but as a homeschooling mom myself for the last 30 years, I can completely tell you that if you just teach Catholicism at home as a subject, it's not necessarily going to stick. I mean, I don't know about you, Liz, but I don't really feel passionate and live out my great desire to do algebra 24/7, right? Because it was a topic. It was a subject. I learned it. I did the tests. I got out of school and I don't look back. I don't want that for my kids. I want my kids to have a living faith in Christ and a love for his church. And living in a way that allows you to share the faith and make it the source of the warmth in your home so that you're teaching it all day long in a way that makes sense, in a way that they integrate into their very being, because it's who we are as a family. That's what really sticks. And this resource will help you do that.
So, for example, we have a series of 6 animated videos where Lisa and I will take a cartoon family through this whole Catholic Home program. And it's fun for the whole family to watch. So, you know, it's not if parents are wondering, well, how do I get my kids on board with this? How do I get my spouse on board with this? You know, you watch the videos, you do the discussion questions and activities that are part of the whole thing. And it's a great way to bring the faith into the home. But even after you're done watching the videos, you know, we have regular discussion questions. We have downloadables every month, additional resources that you can use so that you can really show your kids how the faith is bringing you and them closer together every day. And that's really the goal of the whole program.
Liz, what do you think?
Yeah, that's kind of what I've been searching for, just somebody who could, so I don't have to reinvent the wheel, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Not just reinvent the wheel, but you know what? You don't have to do it by yourself, because, you know, as soon as you have a question, mm-hmm. our whole team is right there to answer the question for you and be walk with you through the whole thing. So you don't ever have to feel stuck or scared or confused. Your kid asks you something you don't know how to respond to. You get online, you open up the app, and our whole team is right there to help you right away.
So it's CatholicHome.com, where you can find out all about it if you go into your app store, whatever
and
type.
Catholic H-O-M, so no E at the end.
I apologize. For, yeah, I should have kept saying. Yeah, right. Catholic H-O-M, because it's Households on Mission is the H-O-M. Yes?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so CatholicHOM.com, or find it, you know, wherever you get your apps. You know, wherever you get Candy Crush, you can get CatholicHOM.com. And also, once again, I just want to mention the Raising Confident Catholic Kids Seminar, which is just about 1 week from this moment. So will you tell them again how they can sign up for the seminar?
Yeah, it's absolutely free. It's 7:30 Eastern next Wednesday, and it's CatholicHOM.com/webinar. CatholicHOM.com/webinar.
Liz, thank you so much for the call. Our number here is 888-318-7884. If you'd like to talk with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck about maybe the situation in your home, maybe a particular challenge that you are facing in helping the kids to or the family to come to the full embrace of the Catholic faith and live it out in a way that you feel confident that, hey, these kids are going to have the tools that they need to stand up and be Catholic in a culture that presenting no shortage of difficulties in that regard. 888-318-7884, 888-31-TRUTH. Are there, common mistakes that we make? Are there, this is the thing. I guess you have already mentioned one in the sense of don't think that you can do this the way your parents did it because it's the culture is not there to support you. But
well, and don't think of it as a program per se, right? I mean, I realize, so for example, Catholic HOM is a program, but it exists to support the family. Right, which is God's original small faith group.
Yeah.
And one of the things that will happen a lot of times, we get calls on our radio program, More to Life, where people will say, how do I help my kids own their faith? And we'll say, well, tell us a little bit about how you live your faith at home. And they'll say, well, we go to Mass every Sunday. And I say, that's awesome. What do you do to live your faith at home? And they say, well, the kids belong to youth group. I say, that's awesome. What do you do to live your faith at home?
Right.
And they say, well, the kids go to parish school of religion. And I say, that's awesome. What do you do to live your faith at home? Well, we say grace.
Sometimes.
Question mark.
question mark in the voice.
And I'm not picking on families. I get it, right? As a church, we've done a terrible job across the board at forming domestic churches, which are, what faithful families are supposed to be. We're supposed to be outposts of grace in a hurting world.
Yeah.
But nobody teaches us how to do that. And so this Catholic home resource is really there to help form those domestic churches so that we can take that Eucharistic grace home and really start living our faith in our relationships all day long.
And just like your last caller, Cy, we're either left feeling like we don't know what to do at all to be able to teach our kids the faith
right.
and have them own it, or we try to apply all the traditions that come from the monastic and clerical traditions to our home life. So
yeah.
We have, five kids under the age of five, and we're trying to get them through an entire rosary. Or we're trying
Liturgy
to
the
get
hours,
them into Liturgy of the Hours. And they're climbing all over the place, and they're crying, and you're thinking, I'm never going to be able to do this. And then life kind of runs you over as they grow up, and we just sort of never get to it, and
right.
we're hoping God fills it in somewhere.
Well, and, the reason for that, I mean, most of what we think of as Catholic spirituality is actually drawn mm-hmm. from that monastic tradition, and it doesn't fit into messy family life. And with the Second Vatican Council, the Council Fathers proclaimed this, what they call the universal call to holiness,
yeah.
the idea that holiness wasn't just for priests and religious and monks and sisters, that holiness was meant for everybody. But the problem is they said that, but then they didn't develop any new modes of spirituality that allow
right.
families to really live it out.
Yeah.
And so what they did, I mean, all very well intentioned, they said, well, you can use our tools. Hey, guys, how about you do the Liturgy of the Hours?
Yeah.
And I said, well, that's awesome, but I can't get my kids to sit down and do that. So what now? So the whole point of this process was to really say, well, what would a family-based approach to Catholic spirituality look like if we built it from the ground up?
Right.
And that's what this Catholic Home program is really all about, to teach families to live that family-based approach to spirituality that invites God to be a member of their family and part of everything they do all day long.
I have to add
sorry,
to this,
Cy,
that, when we talk about family, I really want people to hear that this doesn't mean that both parents have to share the faith and share it equally.
Oh.
It doesn't mean that if you're a grandparent, you can't do this and have a huge effect on your grandchildren whose parents may be struggling to do this or rejecting doing this. The whole idea of Catholic HOM, the Liturgy of Domestic Church Life, is to help us to take whatever grace we have, whatever sacramental grace
yeah.
we have existing in our family at whatever generation we have, and enliven it in a way that draws our family together in God's love, helps all of us grow, love each other more, love God more, and
yep.
do some really practical everyday things that, yes, does pass the faith on to our kids, but helps us all grow in our faith.
It's just so exciting when you say it this way, because I do parents feel so defeated in many ways. But what you're really saying is, look, we're on the verge of a new era where you're not growing up in a Catholic neighborhood. Everybody is all around the parish. This is something that's never been done before. You can't just grab the old monastic tools and make the home a monastery. So in a certain way, I guess it positively said, this is an adventure. We're inventing a new way of doing this Catholic thing now.
You know, we're rediscovering the way it was done in the very beginning.
Ah.
Because if you look in the book of Acts, every time there was a conversion, every time the apostles converted somebody, they converted a whole household.
Right.
And the whole family became that community of faith. And in fact, Mass happened in houses, and faith was practiced in homes. And so what we're really doing is we're rediscovering a tradition that was lost to us for many, many years. But we're realizing that faith needs to take root and flourish in the Catholic home, just like it did at the beginning. And that's how the church grew in the first place,
the relationship.
And that is
how it grew in the beginning. And that is how, we've heard for so many years now, the whole idea of the new evangelization. Well, our kids are hurting.
Yeah.
As we are seeing more and more and more, the mental health statistics for teens right now is dire.
Yes.
They want the love of mom and dad. They want to know that they have dignity and worth and that they're children of God. They want to be able to find that in a safe and loving home. And when we start to do that through this concept, not only will we be helping our children's spiritual and mental health life, but their friends are going to start to see that.
Yes.
And they're going to want it. And the families around us are going to say, how are you doing this? My kid is struggling. Your kid seems better off at the moment than my kid. How can I get a little bit of that? Because I'm scared for my kid. And then the faith starts to spread, because it will be seen as that answer that helps us all know who we are in God.
What a beautiful vision. It's one that we can begin to work together to make happen. It's just wonderful to think of all these institutions, from Ave Maria Radio to the U.S. Catholic bishops to the Vatican, to you yourselves in the institution of your family in your home working on this. I want to invite folks to call and ask. We have lines open if you'd like to call, 888-318-7884. Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak are our guests. And if you're thinking, he mentioned books before, I'll just mention them again. Here's a couple from their library of books between the two of them that they've written: Parenting Your Kids with Grace and Parenting Your Teens and Tweens with Grace. Those are books that will also help out with this project of helping to foster children who are fully and joyfully Catholics, faith-filled, and evangelists themselves. 888-318-7884. The number. We'll be right back with more with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak right after this.
Hang on, we'll be right back with more Catholic Answers Live.
Underwriting for Catholic Answers Live is provided by Real Estate for Life. Real Estate for Life connects homebuyers and sellers to real estate agents while supporting pro-life organizations. On the web at realestateforlife.org.
Do you love sharing the gospel and want to learn to be more effective? Join the St. Paul Street Evangelization Online School of Evangelization. You will learn to build bridges of trust and make disciples by befriending strangers, proclaiming the gospel, inviting people to the church, and praying with others. We'll ask for a pledge of financial support, but if you are unable to give, we'll give you a membership at no cost. Find out more and get involved today at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
This is Toya Hall, Vice President of the Guadalupe Radio Network. Catholic Radio has the power to transform people's lives by proclaiming the fullness of truth with love and clarity. Catholic Radio equips the faithful to address the problems that face our world today and from a uniquely Catholic perspective. Daily doses of Catholic Radio helps to build strong and faithful souls for Holy Mother Church.
The world needs EWTN Catholic Radio, now more than ever.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Dr. Greg Popcheck says I look 30% more dignified with my reading glasses on, so I'll just be wearing the reading glasses for the rest of the hour. Your calls, welcome, 888-318-7884. So you've been doing this for a while. You've been trying. It's teaching people to communicate the faith through their home life to their children. What kind of results have you seen?
Well, and even with their spouses. So, for example, we do a monthly live stream where we call it the Catholic Home Family Meeting, where it's a live Q&A with Lisa and I. And
for the people who are on the app.
Yeah. So it's part of the premium subscription. But so we had a mom who was participating in it and said, look, you know, my husband isn't on board. I mean, he's not hostile, but he doesn't really participate in the faith and kind of rolls his eyes when I ask him to pray with me. And I just really don't know how to be a Catholic household if he's not on board. And so we suggested, you know, it's a simple way of starting the day praying over him, not asking his permission, but just laying hands on him and praying over him and saying, you know, Lord, bless my husband and his concerns and help me be the wife that he needs me to be so I can really love him the way you want me to love him. And she, you know, we talked about it a little bit more, and she thought that was a good idea. She wrote the next day, though, okay, and she tried it, and she said, you know, I actually got up a little bit late, so I kind of missed the opportunity to do it first thing in the morning like you suggested. But as he was going out the door, I got my kids together, and we all blessed him. We all laid hands on him and all prayed over him together. And I said, you know, the thing about, you know, Lord, please help me be the wife that he needs me to be and love him the way you want me to love him. And my kids all said, please bless Daddy and help us be good kids for him. And he just melted. And he saw how happy they were praying over him that he started praying with them every day after that.
What a story! What a beautiful story, with the little Holy Spirit twist in there that the kids also got involved. That even you, the experts, didn't suggest that, but the Holy Spirit made it happen.
She wasn't saying, "Oh, honey, can we pray together?" Or, "Honey, right. Why aren't you praying with me?" She just did it. Had the boldness to go and do it with her kids, and he melted.
There's another example. Story.
We had another mom who was talking about her teens. And how the teens were kind of pushing back about spending any time as a family and didn't really want to do the faith thing, you know, like teens do. And so we suggested actually watching this animated video series with them and having a conversation about what it would mean to be a better team and do a better job taking care of each other as a family. Mm-hmm. And she wrote again, it was the next day. She wrote in and said, you know, I did it. And they kind of rolled their eyes about it and they grumbled about it, but we got through it. And at the end of it, we all suggested different ways that we could be a better team and take better care of each other. And they actually participated. And I could, you know, you could knock me over with a feather, she said.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and there's still work to do, right? But that's a huge gain in 24 hours to get your whole family on board when before that she was afraid to even mention the faith.
Wow. CatholicHome.com, but that home has no E on it. It's CatholicHouseholdsOnMission.com, CatholicHOM.com. I want to get to Sharon in Canton, Ohio, before we have to go, listening on 94.5 FM. Sharon, so glad you're here. Go ahead with your question for Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck.
So I guess my question is, my children are all grown, five adult children, and my husband was never Catholic. So our kids went to CCD. They didn't go to Catholic schools. Except the youngest finally went to a Catholic college, but they've all kind of fallen away. My husband and I still go to church. He comes with me most Sundays, but he never became Catholic. I'm not sure how to help with their faith other than praying for them.
Okay.
Because my oldest two, they don't go to church at all, and probably only my middle child still attends regularly.
All right, well, let's hear from Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck.
There are two things I would say. So the first thing, we have a book actually called Having Meaningful and Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Our Adult Sons and Daughters. It's kind of a mouthful, but that's the title, how to have meaningful, sometimes difficult conversations with adult sons and daughters. And one of the points we make in the book is that our relationships have to be big enough to contain the conversations we want to have, right? So faith conversations are big conversations. And sometimes if we have a shallow relationship with our adult kids, we try to have big conversations and pour them into. It's like pouring a gallon of milk into a shot glass, right? And it just spills all over the place.
And it creates quite a relational mess, actually, because when your kids are feeling the shallowness of that and suddenly you come at them with faith stuff,
It can be perceived as anything from insensitive to a full-on attack, and it doesn't work.
So what we want to do is make sure that we're working to build up the rest of the relationship. How much time can we spend with them? How supported do they feel by us in general? How open are they to just really share their life with us? And as they do that, then we can look for little ways to bring God into the conversation. Again, don't ask permission to pray for them. But when they're saying about some mess that happened, you know, and you first you say, well, that's wonderful. I'm so glad that happened to you. Lord, thank you so much for that blessing in my daughter's life. I'm so grateful to you for that gift. Help her to know how much you love her. And then change the subject. So how's the weather where you are? You know, like your son complains to you about this job problem and you empathize with him. Oh, honey, I am so sorry that you're struggling in that situation. I wish I knew what to do for you. Lord, please bless my son. I want to help him so badly, but I don't know what to do. But I know that you can be there for him. Let him know how much you love him. Amen.
Wow.
And by the way, how's your kid? You know, I mean, you know, you just don't, you know,
don't
get
dwell,
in, get out.
Move. Yeah.
You know, but bring the Lord into it. You know, the other thing, of course, is make sure that you're letting your faith challenge you and your husband to have a deeper relationship so that your kids can look at you and say, wow, the faith is really the source of the warmth in their marriage. It's the source of the warmth in their home. And I want that.
Yeah, even right? If your husband isn't Catholic, if he's a Protestant person, you share the Lord as your God and pray together. Pray over your husband the way Greg was mentioning in the example earlier. Pray that you can be the best wife you can be to him. Share his struggles by praying for him, you know, just the way he was describing. It will change a lot of things for you.
Sharon, I'm going to leave it there because I want to get Joshua in Alabama listening on Archangel Radio on before we have to go. Joshua, go ahead with your question for Dr. Greg and Lisa Popjack.
Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call, and thank you all for all that you do. My question is, besides Mass and daily prayer, what are the best routines you can establish with a young family? I'm thinking of kids under the age of 5.
Cuddles. Straight up, man, cuddles. Because you have to understand that as parents, when they see you, you are the face of God to them. So you want your relationship with them to be loving and cuddling, and you can play all sorts of games with them. You know, how loved is baby? You know, how much does God love baby? So much, you know, making their arms real big.
Or you're hugging them and you know, you say, I love you so much. And the only person who loves you even more is Jesus.
That's
you know?
Right. And reading those Bible storybooks, but doing it not in a formal way, but in a way you're cuddled up and you're saying, you know, find the camel in the picture for the little ones. And just letting them know that God is the one who makes mom and dad their most loving person, their best friend, the person they want to be with.
Singing songs with them. You know, the faith evolves in stages, actually. And the stage of faith that goes on, say, from 6 down is we call it the cuddly stage of faith. It's actually the projective stage of faith, technically. But really what it means is the projective stage of faith. So in other words, cuddly stage. Yeah, in other words, how the kids feel about you is how they're going to feel about God. And so in that 3 to 6 age range, the more you amp up the warmth, especially around family prayer, especially around family story time when you're reading Bible stories and saint stories and those kinds of things, or doing fun singing songs with them about Jesus that really talks about how much Jesus loves them, but helps you guys draw closer together.
Putting on worship and praise music and dancing around the living room with them and having a blast and letting that soak into their bones.
The more they can feel that the faith is the source of the warmth in your home is the more that they'll be on fire for the faith.
Joshua, what do you think?
Appreciate it.
Thank you. And I will recommend to you, Joshua, check out the app. You can get it on the App Store, Catholic Home, that's HOM, or go to CatholicHOM.com. Dr. Greg and Lisa, can you go through all of it again? Like, there's the seminar, there's the weekly thing, the app. Give us an idea, because I know lots of people would like to avail themselves of these things.
The benefits on the app, you mean?
The things that are coming out.
Yeah, well, so coming up next week, of course, is the webinar, Raising Confident Catholic Kids. It's absolutely free. All you do is register at CatholicHOM.com/webinar, CatholicHOM.com/webinar. That's next Wednesday evening at 7:30. On the Catholic Home app, though, you can, on the free side, you can get all the information that you need to really live this framework out on your own. For a subscription, though, you get the animated video series that you can watch with your kids and do the discussion questions. You get monthly downloadable activities. Plus, you get daily professional accompaniment and expert support. So if you've ever got questions or concerns, or you're just feeling like you're having one of those parenting days, We're standing there right with you when you need it most.
Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck, so grateful that you've undertaken this mission in cooperation with so many others, including the U.S. Catholic bishops and the Vatican. And we'll look for you. Well, we can look for you just about anywhere. You're in books, you're in TV, you're in media. But we'll see you every morning, 7 a.m. Eastern, More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck.
But in Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern.
Oh, 10 a.m. Oh, that's right. Okay, thank you. The math failed me. Coming up, the author of that book I was telling you about at the beginning, Sexual Identity, The Harmony of Philosophy, Science, and Revelation. I'm really excited to have this conversation. We'll be right back with that right after this on Catholic Answers Live.